DOD learning a few things about its cost management, and your agency could also learn. Luke Crenshaw is a principal at Grant Thornton, here to tell us what his company is finding out about cost management at DOD. Admiral, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Francis. Glad to be here.
As I looked at the results of this report called The New Cost Warriors, I went right to the best and worst, who's doing it really well and who could use a little help. The best managed areas, those with highly visible costs. Tell me what that means.
Well, those are costs generally that the executives in the C-suite of DOD, if you will, tend to look at very carefully. And therefore, it's no secret that the worker bees will tend to manage those very well.
Why is that? What kinds of costs, though, are the things that the C-level is really interested in most?
Well, I think a couple of things that we found. Number one is the revolving funds are ones that the working capital funds are ones that the executives are very interested in. But that's also because the people who use those funds are interested in what they're paying for those services, and so they tend to look at that. Another one is reimbursable costs. Once again, the same thing. You know, you put the money in, managers are looking to make sure they get the value for that. So it's usually something where there's a check and balance.
This also says the worst managed costs are those of new programs with ill-defined requirements, end-of-year expenses and obligations, and information systems. The ill-defined requirements, I think, make a lot of sense because a lot of those wind up on the high-risk list, and people pay a lot of attention to those. Tell me about the end-of-year expenses and obligations and the information systems elements, though, of those worst managed costs.
Well, I think it's no secret that the Defense Department has a large IT infrastructure, and trying to get their arms around that big gorilla is a difficult problem, and that certainly is true in the financial management world as well. The problem we have in that area is there are so many feeder systems, so many legacy systems left over, so many transitions into the ERP systems that people sometimes begin to throw their hands up and realize that we've got systems on top of systems, and it's very hard to manage those types of things, how the legacy things show up. Just a very difficult problem.
I guess what jumped out at me when I saw that this report was available was, when it comes to management at the Pentagon, how do you really know, how do the people that you surveyed know when it's going to be, as it stands right now, 6 more years until they can get the books in shape to be audited to really know where the money is going?
Well, you know, they've had a program in place for several years working that, and I think year by year, we're getting more and more confident at the Department of Defense that the processes and procedures are in place. They've spent a lot of time on that. And I think I'm confident, based on the progress that I see, that they will probably get some kind of opinion by 2017. Now, whether or not it would be a clean opinion or a qualified opinion or a disclaimer remains to be seen. But even that in itself would be a big step forward.
Yeah, that would be significantly different than where they stand today and have been for quite a while. Talk about each side of this equation, the industry side and the agency side, and who needs what skills and information and background to be able to get all of this done.
Well, specifically, I think one of the key things, which was the focus of our survey, was how to really figure out what things cost. In order to do that, you need the accounting systems in the background to be able to do that, and the policies and procedures to ensure that the accounting systems are getting the right data. I don't think there's a question that the systems, once they get the data, generally handle it very well, but it's the internal controls leading up to the data that make a big problem. And the cost aspects of this are just, I think, a significant factor. If you understand your cost, that implies that you have the systems in place to understand not only your costs, but your expenditures and your capital budgets. And so it sort of all fits together.
Your company, Grant Thornton, did this in conjunction with the American Society of Military Comptrollers. The executive director there, Al Tucker, says new cost warriors will need the support of all leadership in DOD as they seek to lead the change from a culture of consumption to one of savings. With what you see happening, especially with the upheaval that exists right now at DOD, with a new Joint Chiefs Chair coming in, a new secretary coming in, and some other leaders at the Pentagon getting at least close to the end of the typical tenure that somebody spends time there. What's your sense of how that those culture changes might lead to the kind of change that Al's talking about there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In several of the questions we asked, like what are the characteristics of a culture of savings? What are the characteristics of a cost warrior? What things are going to be key in the transition to this cost culture? All of those had one element in common, and that was leadership and consistency at the top. There's a big concern that this cost culture consciousness is not just the latest reaction to a budget crisis, but that this is going to be a long-term way that the Department of Defense does business. And in order to do that, the leaders are going to have to get out in front. And it's not only the financial management community leadership. This is the leadership of the entire Department of Defense. Certainly Secretary Gates has set the standard there, and I know that when Mr. Panetta comes in and takes over, we'll know that he's going to have a great hand in that leadership. But it's critical that we not just say that we're going to do it and then not do it. These leaders are going to have to deliver. You know, one of the things I said when I was working in the Navy was we generally had a pretty good capability of determining cost, but people like me, when we went to put in the budget and our zeal to get so much in the budget, we would tend to ignore what it was the costing people were telling us. And now we can't afford to do that.
Are you getting a sense that culture, that the worldview change that you're talking about is really permeating? Secretary Gates has talked about it so much that I don't think anybody doubts his commitment. Secretary Lynn, Dr. Carter, and others. So the leadership element is there. Are you getting a sense that that's filtering down and that people are understanding that this is a transformation and not a temporary thing, as you just mentioned?
I think so. You know, one of the questions that we asked was, do you think that there is an element of people just waiting out Secretary Gates, and then when he goes, a new culture will come in? And the responses we got were surprisingly towards the area that, no, we've got it. This is how we have to do business going forward. So certainly the financial management community has received the message loud and clear.
Admiral, it's great to talk to you about this afternoon. We have this report linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, so anybody can read it whatever they want to, and I'm grateful for your time to talk about it with me today.
Thank you very much, Francis. It's all about the people.
Retired Vice Admiral Lou Crenshaw, now a principal at Grant Thornton, and my guest on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You can hear my conversation with him anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And as I mentioned, that report's linked up for you as well.